Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Tuesday, of course, will be Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, and looks like we got a pretty large workload coming up here. 16 bulletins total, 5 of which are rated critical. Among the bulletins, the one that sticks out a little bit based on the brief pre-release description is Bulletin 12 for Microsoft Exchange. Not sure if you had one for Exchange recently. The rest is, well, your typical Patch Tuesday. So for example, we got patches coming up for Windows, for Internet Explorer, probably a rollup patch again for Office. Now only important patches for Office, .NET framework, some unspecified server software, and then again Microsoft Exchange. Didn't see anything specifically here for PowerPoint. I think Microsoft still owes us a complete patch for the PowerPoint OLE vulnerability that wasn't patched quite right with the last Patch Tuesday's set. I haven't seen any pre-announcement from Adobe yet, but then again, Adobe doesn't always pre-announce its Patch Tuesday bulletins. And Renesas, a company that is monitoring BGP announcements in order to figure out if certain net blocks are hijacked or announced in unusual ways, found that traffic that is really supposed to be inner Russia is all of a sudden being rerouted through China. These reroutings did lead to significant performance degradations, of course, because it added quite a bit of distance to these routes. But then the real question is, who's behind it? Why did it happen? Was it by accident or was it intentional? We have seen routing hijacks like this many times in the past. This one was particularly blatant one that, of course, also puts into question the security of this traffic, whether or not it was rerouted in order to play, for example, man-in-the-middle attacks. If you're interested in more details, read the blog post, a really great blog post with a lot of sort of background details about how these attacks work and why it is so difficult to figure out which routes are real and which ones are not. And last week I talked about a vulnerability in Belkin routers and how a new Metasploit module can be used to take advantage of this vulnerability in the web interface that provides guest access to the router. Well, at the time I thought that the vulnerability was patched because the latest firmware available on the Belkin website had a larger, higher number than the one referenced in the particular vulnerability disclosure. That may not have been the case. Belkin now released another patch, or at least updated their firmware again as of November 4th. So if you're using any of these affected Belkin N750 routers, make sure you do have the very latest and greatest firmware installed. And another device that we talked quite a bit about in the past about vulnerabilities and how they're being exploited are Synology disk stations. Synology now came out with a new version of its firmware, DSM 5.1, that does reinforce the security of its operating system. In particular, AppArmor is now enabled, which does improve some mandatory security controls. Also, services can now easier being enabled and disabled by interface to, for example, no longer expose them to the outside. There's also a security advisor. That's an application that is installed with DSM that does review your configuration to make sure that you have your device configured correctly. And of course, now you also got two-step verification. So while this version isn't patching any crate or a new exploit, it certainly will make exploitation in the future more difficult. And finally, we got yet another basic Linux utility that is vulnerable, dpkg. Dpkg is a part of Debian Linux and used to install basic packages with Debian Linux derivatives. It suffers from a format string vulnerability that could be exploited by malicious package files. Now, I don't think that's a huge deal, but probably yet another reminder that you probably shouldn't install these packages or dep files from untrusted sources. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.